Are you saying it doesn't work? McCavity was staring at the doctor open-mouthed. Heal your wounds, maybe. DNA extrapolation for repair and rejuvenation even, perhaps. But an honest-to-goodness back-from-the-dead Lazarus job, I doubt it. Maybe if the DNA's still active and you're not actually brain-dead. But when Sally gets through that door with her mates, we're not just going to need stuffing into a casket. We're going to need gluing back together first, and I really don't think this box of tricks is up to the job. All right? It has to be, McCavity said. It must be. It has to bring people back from the dead. He grabbed the doctor's lapels and pulled him close. Don't you understand? You have to make it work. Don't you understand? I can't, the doctor shouted back. Make it work or you're dead. He was waving the black shadow parchment in the doctor's face. Why is it so important? The doctor demanded. Why are you suddenly so intent on coming back to life when, in case you've not noticed, we're not even dead yet? Just open the casket, McCavity yelled. Why? The doctor yelled back. The door shifted, opening just an inch. But it was enough. The snooker table juddered. A heavy wooden table piled on top slipped and fell, knocking into the black casket. The resurrection casket slid along the table, catching the corner of McCavity's space chest. No! Larissa! McCavity shouted as he saw the chest begin to topple sideways. He let go of the doctor and ran. But too late. The chest crashed to the floor and the bracket holding the padlock burst, falling away. The lid opened, spilling the contents of the chest across the floor. The doctor nodded sadly at the bizarre, horrific sight. McCavity was on his knees beside the chest. The blackened skeleton that had tumbled out lay shattered across the floor.
Larissa!
McCavity gasped.
Oh, Larissa! I'm so sorry.
And between the skull's eyes, up on the forehead, Rose could clearly see the hole where she instinctively knew the bullet had drilled into the woman's brain.
I'll bring you back.
McCavity was sobbing.
I'll bring you back to life, my darling. Everything will be all right again.
He was cradling what was left of her in his arms, rocking back and forth on his knees as he cried,
like it used to be before.
Before you killed her, the doctor said coldly. She never ran off with the captain of the watch at all, did she? Somehow you learned what they were planning and you got to her first. So what did you do to... His voice trailed away, and the colour seemed to drain from his face.